For a few minutes, 11th chapter of Hebrews. Start reading back verse 8. I tell you, I've enjoyed this message of Brother McDaniels. Bless my soul. Hebrews chapter 11, beginning with verse 8. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should, after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky and multitude in the sands, which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Amen. I'm glad today because that we're on a journey. We're going somewhere. Amen. Man, get out here in an automobile and start across the highways. If he don't have some particular destiny in mind, there's no telling where he'll wind up. Amen. When I get ready to go on a trip or a journey, get my map and get it set which highway to take, which road to travel, the number of the highway, and approximately how far it is. Amen. And often wonder how many storms is going to be on that road, how many rains and storms I'll travel through, how many states that I must cross. Amen. But I'm always mindful of the end of the road. There are many times that we've traveled, son. Amen. And if it wasn't for the goal that's at the end of the road, sometime we'd get off weary of the journey. Amen. I feel perhaps that Brother Abraham had, amen, in mind that in the end of the road he was seeking a city whose builder and maker was God. Amen. I'm sure that he crossed many deserts. Amen. He came to many dry places. He crossed many mountains, amen, that were rough climbing. Amen. And if he had been mindful of the journey that he was on and had not kept in view, amen, that there was something greater at the end of the road, he would have had opportunity to turn around and go back, amen, to the land of the Chaldeans. Hey, great God, I feel something moving in my soul now. I'd like to say today that we're going yonder, folks. Amen. The Bible tells us that we're not citizens of this country. We're not citizens of this world. Amen. We don't have anything in common with the worldly crowd. Amen. But we're citizens of another country. Amen. We're looking for a city to come. Red prophet, in which there is no sin. Amen. In which there is nothing that defileth or maketh alive. But thank God, a holy city. Amen. I think today that many people, if they would regain their vision of what's at the end of the road, Amen. They would have a whole lot more enjoyment while traveling on the road. Some folks have lost the joy of the Lord in their travels. Amen. They become weary. They become heartsick. They become discouraged and despondent because sometimes there's a few mud puddles, amen, to leap over. There's a few rough roads to travel. Amen. And they've lost the joy of the Lord. Amen. But if you'll keep in sight that at the end of the road there is a crown of righteousness. Amen. There is a crown of joy. There is a crown of happiness. There is a crown of, amen, eternal life. Amen. That if we are true and faithful, amen, and run on to the end of this race, we'll see the King, amen, that is coming. Great God, help me now. Bible said, not everyone that runneth in the race receives a crown, but he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, said, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Glory. Amen. But is risen up and sit down on the right hand of the throne of God. I'd like to say today that you're in a journey. And whether you realize it or not, amen, you're going somewhere. Amen. You may not realize at the moment where you're going, but you're on a journey somewhere. Amen. And there are many obstacles and there are many storms that come our way that sometime would impede our progress and hinder our, amen, progress in spiritual things. But if you get your eyes on the world, you get your eyes on the storms, if you get your eyes on the hurdles, amen, and the ditches, you'll lose sight, amen, of the goal that's at the end of the road. Amen. My son and I, we raise homing pigeons. And we've raised them for many years. The homing pigeon is rather different from most any other bird. They're not like the common pigeon that you see on every barn in the silos, amen, that just make a nest anywhere. Amen. They're a higher breed. Amen. They're a thoroughbred. You can take them across country and turn them loose. Amen. And they'll go back to where they were hatched out at. Amen. They'll go home. Amen. Because they know that they're in strange territory. Amen. Help me now, Lord. Amen. And I remember one time we decided we had some beautiful, fine stock of birds, and there was a common bird that come around. Amen. And he looked right well, you know, as far as looks is concerned. Amen. And he was right flashy looking, had some pretty color in him. And we thought, well, we'll just keep him around a while. Amen. And we kept him around, and after a while he got amongst the other birds, and amen, made it up with one of the my homing birds, you know, and they produced some young. And I never had so much trouble among birds in all of my life as what that common bird brought. Amen. You know, I had a pretty calm pen, you know, everything was going along pretty well. Amen. But when that common bird got in there, he stirred up more trouble than you could shake a stick at. Amen. He'd fly over on this roost and get two of these birds fighting, and he'd leave that roost and fly over on another roost and get two more to fight. Amen. He was a troublemaker from the very start. Help me now, Lord. Somebody say amen. Amen. I tell you, if that's the way, brother, there are some folks in the church world that that's all they're good for. Amen. They'll fly from roost to roost. They'll kick up, amen, and raise devilment and sand here. Come on now. When they get the devil stirred up real good here, they'll fly to another church and another roost and give another pastor a headache and a heartache. I
brother. We got too many common birds. Amen. We got too many commons among our crowd. God knows we need some genuine thoroughbreds. Amen. That has the glory and the Spirit of God moving in our hearts. Well, glory.
Ah, feel it now. Praise God. I said to myself, I'll get rid of that buzzard.
Get rid of that buzzard.
I took him out and pulled his head off.
Thank you, dude.
Hey, man, I said, I'll teach him to mess up my pen. Yeah, Lord, that's the only way you can get rid of some of them, brother. Just pull the head off. But you know, what I'd failed to realize was, Lord, help me now. Amen. That common bird had produced some young. And the young that he produced were half-breeds. Hey, Lord, help me now. Amen. And I said to myself, well, I never give it much thought. Never give it any mind. And after a while, those young'uns grew up, you see. Amen. They looked like their mother. Amen. They walked like their mother. Amen. They even croaked like their mother. Amen. But they had that common blood in their veins. Help me now, Lord. Somebody say amen. And before I realize it, brother, the entire pen, amen, had been contaminated. Amen. And that common blood, great God. Amen. And it wasn't long before, amen, a few weeks and months passed by, and the whole pen was in an uproar again. Amen. That common blood. Oh, they looked good. They sounded good. They had goodly appearance, brother. But they had the wrong kind of blood in their veins. They were half-breeds. Brother, I tell you one thing. We need some purging. We need some cleansing. We got a race before us. Amen. And half-breeds will not run in this race. It's going to take those that have been purged and purified with the blood of Christ. My brother, who lived in the state of Virginia, where I do now, but at that time I was living in Texas. My brother, and I'm the baby of the family, and he's older than I, he decided he wanted to raise some pigeons. And so he called me on the phone, and I said, well, next time I come your way, I'll bring you some of the finest stock. So, you know, there are some folks that they give away things, but they never give anything away good. They'll give away the cause. Amen. So I said, I'll bring you some good stock. So I took him five birds. Had three young birds and two old ones. Amen. And the old ones had been in Texas flying around and around and was well acquainted with the terrain, and they were hatched out in Texas. Matter of fact, they were all five hatched out in Texas, but there was two in particular that was older and was accustomed. Lord, they've dissected them, they've taken them apart, they split their breasts open, they've cut their heads open and searching, trying to find out what it is, amen, that gives that bird a sense of direction home. But I'll tell you what it is, it's something that's born in him, amen, it's something that's in his bloodline. Glory to God. Great Lord, help me now. Amen. I want to thank you, brother. I want to tell you right now,
Amen, brother. Amen. The world don't understand how that we can tell which way is right. The world cannot understand how we can tell which way is wrong. The world does not understand how that we know which direction to walk in. And brother, there's something inside of us. Amen.
One day, my brother and his wife went to work. The children went to school. They had some company to come see them over the weekend. One of the company's children was down back playing and got to looking at the birds. Went in the pen, and lo and behold, Haman left the door open.
Left the door.
Well, I ought not have done that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Them birds made a beeline for the door just as fast as they get there. All five of them come out of the pen. Lord. Have you ever seen any pigeons turning loose? Homing pigeons, that is. Notice them. When they come out of the pen, they'll go up and make about two or three or four circles. They get in directions. If we could talk some bird language, I'd like to fly with these birds a little while this morning.
Yeah, Lord.
Amen. And I had seen them birds as they made about three circles over that rooftop. And one of them older parents, amen, looked at the three young and said, boys, that, amen, I ran across the beam back yonder. Amen, said, next time around, you'll take off. The other day, said, I don't understand how you homeless folks do it, how you live the way you do it, why you live the way you do. You're so strict. There's so many things that you won't do. Pray God, hear me now. Amen. They said, I don't understand how and why that you live the way you do. I said, we're on a journey. Amen. We got body on the radar beam. Amen, there's something that beats in this breast of ours. Amen, that says this is the way. Walk in it. Because I felt like it. Hallelujah.
Bless him here.
Lord, help me right now. And I can see them two old birds. They made the final and last circle. They said, now you young ones, follow me.
Yeah,
amen. Hey, amen. I'll get you straightened out in the right direction. Oh, said, I've been this way before. Amen. There's a few roads.
that the older folks have traveled, that the younger ones have never been on. Oh, hit me now. Brother, I want to tell you something. Young people, listen to mom and dad. Hey, my young preachers, listen to your elders. They'll give you doctor counsel. They'll instruct you in the right path, in what's the right way to go. Don't be rebellious and hard-headed. Amen, but be submissive and pliable. Let's play in the Father's hand. Amen, there's a journey that we've got to take. We're on a road from earth to glory. We're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God.
All day, be more efficient.
Hey, man.
Y'all about 2 o'clock, you keep going.
And if I could fly along with those birds and talk bird language, it might go on like this. Down somewhere across the Virginia Mountains, to get down across Tennessee. That's the longest state I've ever been. We've ever gone across that part of Texas. Oh, Lord, I thought I would never get to the end of that thing yesterday or day before. Hey, man. Now, you see them birds as they're in flight. You know, they fly across the country. They don't go the way of the road. Take a shortcut. We got across some of them mountains of Virginia, across the state line, and into Kentucky and Tennessee. We got down the ways of peace, and hey, man, I'd look down, and lo and behold, there's a whole barn. Down there and on the cone of that barn, you've seen them. It lined a whole row of cotton pitches. Come on. The silos just loaded with them. Hey, man, brother, they'll just hang their hat in where they are. It don't make no difference. They don't care whether it's clean or dirty. Come on now. Hey, man, they, now, Lord, help me right now. Now you see one of them birds on the barn roof cock his head sideways and look up and see them fly, them five horns fly high. Hey, man. That common bird said to himself, said, I'm going to take a run up there. Hey, man, I talk to him. And he leaps off of the barn roof and his hair born. Hey, man, and flies high. Hey, man, gets up there where them five horns pitches are. Why don't you come down a spell? Hey, man, we got some pretty little girls down there that would just be aching to see you. Hey, man, but I can see that Homer as he keeps his eyes straight ahead. And his answer would be something like this. I'm sorry, sir, but I'm on my way home. I haven't got time to come down and play a while. There's something out there that tells me, hey, man, that I'm on a journey. Me wanna go down. Hey man, I'm on a journey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The world and modernism says come down.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come down.
The socialist says come down.
Yeah.
Oh, amen. The denomination says come down. You're flying too high. There's no need to even dress the way you dress. There's no need even to fly so high. Even why don't you come down to a lower elevation, brother? I want to tell you unreasonable, I know. Amen, but it's the fact. It's harder for a pigeon to fly low at low altitude. If a homer's going to make time, he's got to get up down there. Glory to God. And I want to tell you something. If you want to make time with God, amen, you're going to have to fly.
I don't know if I'll get them home or not, but I'm sure working
with
them. Get your television, everybody else is. Hello.
Hello, Lord.
We're all pigeons and we got them. Yeah, but you're common pigeons. Peculiar people.
Yes.
Zealous of good work.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Lord, help me right now.
Glory.
Somebody said, I don't like that kind of preaching. Well, the devil don't either. You always be pretty good at it. Amen. I had one fellow not too long ago said, hey, man, they're talking about paint, you know, fixing up and all that kind of makeup on the women folks. And they said, why, any old barn looks better with a little paint on it. And I said, I'll have you know my wife's not a barn. Hey, man, she's a child of God. Royal blood. Somebody said to me not too long ago, said, if you want to win the hippie generation, you've got to look like them. You've got to dress like them. Yeah. Amen. You've got to cut their angle. Yeah. Amen. You've got to mingle among them. I said, you can believe that Tommy Rod if you want to. Yeah. Amen. I said, that sounds like common bird talk. Yeah. Amen. But my Bible said, come out from among them. Yeah. And be separate, thus saith the Lord. Unclean day. Brother, we're a fly high. Amen. It's the blood that's in us. That makes us fly away.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, he passes the barn and the silo with all the commons. He gets over there in Arkansas and he's getting hungry. Somewhere in mid-afternoon, you know them birds can fly. Their average speed is about 150 miles an hour. And they've been, on the radar screen, and some of them have peaked out 185 to 190. I'd say that's flying pretty well.
Yeah.
Let's get across country on this way. Now I want to tell you something, folks. Amen. It's time that we quit piddling around and playing around. Amen. And doing 35 miles an hour when we ought to be doing 150. Hey. They're all dry out. Some of the rain is probably even slashed out on the ground. Hey, Lord. Get me right now. If I was to hear a conversation between the rice paddies, the wheat fields, and the corn patches, and those homing pigeons, it would go like this. Hey, man. The old homing pigeon said, look over to the elders and said, I'm sure getting hungry. Hey, man, the old bird said, you ain't got time to stop now. Said the race is in still in pursuit. Hey, man, hallelujah, the heads of those wheat would begin to
wrinkled his head just a little bit, and they was looking up to them holy pictures as if to say, Haman, come on down and join our picture line. Look at all the birds that are flocking my view. There's plenty of rain for you. Hey, God. Haman, but I can hear the return answer as they echoed across the plains. Sorry, sir. I haven't got time to come down. Field is full of birds and buzzards. Hey man, I'm a holding pigeon. Hey man, and I've got a food trough. Hey man, full of grain. Wait for me to hold. And I can't come down to the spell now. Brother, are you okay? There's something that meets in the soul of mine. If this happens, you never come for stronger. The train, the race is nearly over. Run on! Don't give up! To the wishes of Ahab and Jezebel. Hey, my plow. Hey, my let the end of the road out of my.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to get him home.
Get him home. Get up home here. Praise
get on down there.
I commanded right then, but I didn't come on.
Glory. We thought about it. That's it.
We come on down in flight. Not one time have they ever stopped. Not one time have they slowed. Amen. They have kept up the maximum pace. Get on past Texarkana. Amen. 200 miles from home.
Oh, Lord. Almost at the end of the road.
Many of you been down around that part of the country you pass up. Amen. Pleasant, ma'am. Amen. And you go on down when you come to Sulphur Springs. Lord, come on now. Amen. They've already passed the barns and the common birds, they passed the wheat fields and the rice paddies and the corn patches. They've been clear the hurdle so far. They've almost made it. Lord. But yonder on the side of the hill, amen, you see it's getting dark in the evening now. Amen. The shadows begin to look just a little longer than what they were at the noonday. Amen. And those older birds said, boys, we're running late. Amen. The sun's going down. Amen. We're going to have to get up on speed here. Amen. We got to get home before the darkness falls. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, God, help me right now. And get down there around Greenville somewhere and lurking in the shadows of the tree limbs. Amen. Is the arch enemy of the pigeon. Amen. He's known as the hawk. Amen. His old hawk eye looks out between the leaves and sees those fine specimens. Amen. A fine creation. Holy pigeon and fine health. Amen. And begins to lick his chops. And he says, oh boy, there comes my dinner. Let me tell you something. You may pass up a few hurdles. You may pass over a few barns. You may give up even the rice paddies and the wheat fields. But there's an arch enemy out there. Amen. And his name is the devil. And he's lurking in the shadows of the darkness. Amen. Seeking for a way. Seeking for a moment. Amen. That he may loop out. Amen. And my God, pounce on your soul and destroy you when you've almost reached the end of your race. Brother, but the Bible said, ye are not ignorant concerning the devices of the devil. Hallelujah. The brother, there's an eye watching you. Hey, God, help me out. That old hawk leaps out of the tree limbs, comes streaking after them birds. And he comes up on the back
backside of him, you know.
Yeah.
That's the way the devil always does. He comes on the blind side. But we got to mold the birds in the crowd. Amen. The man who likes you, boy.
Amen.
The man that has had a few encounters. Amen with Mr. Hoffman.
Yeah.
Amen. That knows I'm coming. Amen. That's why. That he is. He is not going to live. My Lord. Come on, stay with me today, folks. I'm trying to get these birds home. Amen.
Lord,
let Mr. Amen. Amen. Who's the leader of the flock? Turns around and looks. Amen. He's flying towards me ahead, but he tops his head and said, uh oh. Said, we got one on our tail, boys. Amen. They're going to have to get you. I've seen them birds. Amen. Turn somersaults. I've seen them make amen dives. Nose dives downward and come up. Say, it's our time to keep paying. And lose one of them right. Mr. Hawk gets on the trail of that old veteran, Pigeon Brother. Amen. And old Mr. Pigeon said, ha ha, catch me if you can. Ha ha ha, glory to God. Amen. And that Pigeon makes his own side. Sweet downward. Amen. Listen to me now. Amen. And Mr. Hawk makes a nosedive at you. And said, boy, I'm going to get him now. He's on the down the road. But what he didn't know was, amen, that preacher was getting ready to roll his sleeves. And that preacher's way up, amen, is down. God. If you want to lose the devil and sidetrack him, go down on your knees. Hallelujah. You will lose, elevate him every time.
That's the reason some folks get caught. Because they never get on their knees.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you. Bless you, Lord. Oh, Mr. Better. Amen. Get off down and around. Come on. Hold these hands and wake up. I missed
it.
They get almost home, just almost in sight. The home place. They're awful tired. Flying a long time. An all day journey. The sun is setting. One of them younger birds looks over to the veteran leader. He says, buddy, come on, come on. Don't take it away. I've been a long day. I've been a long way to stay. Amen. Oh, God. My dad, amen, has been preaching ever since I have been big enough to remember. Dad's not quite as young as he used to be. His steps not quite as quick as they once were. His health is somewhat faded. They live in a trailer house over at my brother's place. I was over there the other day. Hey, man. I feel something moving. I should go over there.
And Dad was sit down and home. Amen, Lord. Out beside the chest there. Amen. His health been failing and he gets in physical condition sometime where his head begins to shake all and his hands begin to tremble. Amen. Are you listening to me, Dad? And Dad was kind of worried and frustrated over some of the other children who's not getting him. Amen. And I went out and down by the old shed and sat down beside him. And there he was, else, he's just sitting there looking off, staring into the emptiness. Amen. Tear or two trickling down his face. Oh, God, I feel something in my soul. And I sit down beside him, and sometimes, you know, it's not always the talk that you do that you get blessed by. Amen. But it's the listening that you do. Amen. And I sit down beside of him, and I said, and I've been preaching every night. The first year I'd resigned from the church, I'd preached 430 times in 365 days. And I was tired. And I sat down beside Daddy, and I said, Daddy, I'm tired. I said, I'm weary. I said, I've been fighting. Amen. My day, said, I'm tired, Daddy. Amen. And he looked through his tears and starry eyes. Amen. And he looked over and said, son, no time to quit now. Amen. We're all Amen. And he started reminiscing of the past. Amen. He said, son, you know, he said, I remember. Amen. He said, you remember that old 38 Ford that you used to have? I said, yes, Dad, I remember just as a small child. Amen. We rode in that thing from Maine to Florida, and Dad was preaching. Amen. And during the years, amen, the war years and preceding the war years when times was hard. Run tires inside of cars. Amen. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. He began to reminisce of the past. Said, you remember how we used to have the doors wired together to keep them closed? Amen. Tire inside of a car, go down the road a bumper, bumper, bumper. Amen. I won't stick you to pieces. Some of you women worried about trying to get some of that weight off. And brother, we had a few more war years. It takes some of it off. Amen. Come on, say women. He said, son, say, I remember when we had the doors wired together. Amen. Run down the road. Didn't have money. Even the stop in a fine hotel or a motel. Amen. Sleep in the car. And mom and dad, hey, Lord, get me out of here. Amen, said we. Me and your mother get out and sleep on a picnic table beside the road and let you find kids have the cushions. Amen, the car is still home. Hey, Lord, get me out now. Somebody say amen. To get the food, brother, down at the store. He said, will you take your last dinner that was in the tailor in? And peel it. Get you sit on the tailor. Me and your mother will eat the peelings. Hey, God. Somebody say amen. But he said, son, amen. We've been in a battle a long time. We've been running a long time. He said, I'm in sight of heaven, glory at the storm and toil. And I can't afford to stop now. We've encountered many difficulties. We've waded through many storms and floods and high waters. We've almost reached the end of our road. And the journey's end is in sight. Amen. No time to stop now. Hallelujah.
You know, we need one another. Yes, we do.
We need one another. No man lives and dies to himself. There are times, brother, that I draw strength from my brethren. I draw strength from my fellow in the Lord. Amen. I don't know if that means some conventions to preach. I go to get my soul for nothing. He's better to get up and listen. Brother, get up. Amen. Preacher, it seemed like he could say to me, have it, run over. Amen. And I see that veteran kitchen. Amen. She dropped back by that young bird. Amen. And said, so boy, you're a holding pigeon. You're not a common. You've got more of your blood. Amen. You got a pedigree a mile long. Let me see that man come. I've seen them come in from a long trip. And they've been flying so long, so far, so high. Not taking time to come down.
Hey, man.
If any of you seen a pigeon fly, you know he draws his legs, his feet up like this, and sticks it straight in his feathers.
Yeah.
And high. Hey, man, get all that wind resistance out of the way.
Right.
Don't have nothing hanging there that would hit me.
Holy hell. Bless it.
So far and so long. Make a couple circles around the landing plate.
Amen.
Praise God. Now see them circle around and say, yep, that's home base. That's what we're looking for. Amen. Tired, weary, and hungry. But I know inside there's rest and food to eat. And I'm not home for anything any longer. And that bird had flew so long, so far, and so high that he couldn't get his landing gear down to come in. Head cranks. Amen. Well, but he come in anyhow.
Made a crash landing. I've seen him hit that plank. Amen. You think, boy, they've just busted every bone in their body. You walk over and pick them up, turn them over, reach down with your fingers. Amen. Pull their strained little feet from beneath their feathers. God help me now. Amen. Unfold. Amen. Those little feet that was in a crack. Amen. And set it down on the floor with him. And pet him on the head and say, boy, well, you
fellowship and spirit between the people that's been here. It's really a refreshing and a strength to be in the presence of people from so many different directions and yet feel and see the unity of God among people. They're almost as one man. Without any big fellows or little fellows. I think it's a privilege. I've enjoyed the meetings just great. And the preaching, the singing, fellowship, we appreciate every one of you. Hope that if you're ever in Indianapolis, Indiana, you could look us up and be in church with us. Appreciate being here. I don't claim to be no big preacher. I've never done anything really to deserve God's goodness. But I'm so glad to be saved.
Yes.
I'm so thankful that God has invited me to pray. Many years I've been in this world lost without God, in the ways of sin, not knowing that there was such love. I was raised in the Pentecostal church, grew up in a holiness church. I know what it is. I know about the teachings and all of the good things that's available to God's people. But I never knew that Jesus would help people. I thought that people were what they were primarily on their own backbone and will, and just stubborn will. They was able to do what they were doing. And I look at the Christian with all of his goodness and his sweetness and greatness, and look at myself, and there just wasn't no way. I couldn't see it. I couldn't. It was beyond, way beyond me. I couldn't reach it. But I never knew that Jesus could come within and live within a man and make him what he ought to be. I think one of the first things and the greatest thing that we will ever learn is that Jesus redeemed you and I.
Yes.
And took us out of sin long before we ever came to it.
Yes.
When God exalted him and seated him at his own right hand.
Yes.
Then he tells us in Ephesians 2 that he hath seated us with him in heavenly places.
All right.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
If we could ever learn to be seated with him. Not to fight our battle. Not to wrestle and struggle and debate within ourselves. But commit ourselves to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Who is able to make of us. And able to bring out of us and use us in whatever capacity he chooses. The man makes no difference. Man's physical being does not alter God's power.
No.
Amen. And I'm glad for God's goodness today. If I had anything to say, I would like to use the thought of Scripture in Hebrews 13:8, where he said, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. I appreciate being saved, having the baptism of the Holy Ghost, knowing about God. Now, I got into trouble years ago, had double pneumonia fever, spent something like 3 years of sickness in and out of the hospital with 2 major operations. Along during those years, my parents and grandparents and all of our families were very religious people. They go to church almost every night. They did not doctor as some people do today. They trusted God.
Amen.
And in the course of that sort of setting, an epidemic of pneumonia came through the mountains of Kentucky where I was raised. I had a sister that died with pneumonia. My parents were doing their best to trust God. Dad had started working in the coal mines for something like $1.75 a day. And I have thought when he used to walk across two mountains to get to work. He'd leave before daylight, come back after dark. The first time they took me to the hospital after my sister passed away, all of my mother's people were other religions, and they began to tell Dad, you'll lose another child if you don't take him to the doctor. Well, he did. And 3 years from that day, I was still sick. Two operations, long waiting. And I remember the day when they brought the curtains into the little old rooms. We used to have community rooms in the hospital in those days. There'd be as many as 3 to 7 patients in one room. And I saw people die and pass on out. They had curtains, wood curtains they'd bring in and sit around the beds to keep the other patients from seeing the dying person. And they brought those curtains in to put around my bed. I knew what that meant. Now I began to beg the nurse not to do that. I didn't want to die. And it seemed to me that if they put them curtains around there, that was it. I was gone, you know. And I begged her not to do that. And so she felt sorry for me, and she said, all right, I'll just put them right here beside the bed. And that evening, I saw my grandfather coming. He was a tall man, kind of stooped. He was in a hurry when I saw him coming up the way. He come on in the room where I was at. He said to me, he said, son, they've said you can't live but 3 days. But I just came from the altar. And God said you can live. I knew what the doctors had said. I saw them in a conference. There were 6 of them, and they had gathered in a circle with their books discussing my case. They'd done all they know to do. They couldn't do nothing else. But my grandfather had contended all those 3 years to my dad. He said, you're making a mistake. God'll heal you, boy, if you just let him. But my mom's people had scared Dad, and he was afraid I'd move. I'd be gone too, you see. And I remember when he come in the room that evening, he didn't get there till late because by the time he got off out of the mines and got washed and made it to the hospital, it was usually around 9.